Hello, listeners. This is Cynthia Bell, and of this interview, I shall become receiving about the time I and my mother went to Hot Topic. We shall discuss her feelings and views about what she saw, how she acted, and relate them to our beliefs, and things in life that relate to the store that she has heard of before. In this interview, I will be interviewing my mother.
So, remember a time when it was me, the twins, and you, and so we had been shopping, and it was at Springfield Mall, and so I had seen my favorite store, and you saw it too, and I had decided to go into my favorite store, and you went with me, and so I just wanted to just recap that moment and experience for you of when it was when you went inside of the store, and so... Yeah.
Could you tell me how you felt when you first saw Hot Topic?
I didn't feel anything. When you saw it in a store in the mall, it was just a regular store that was in the mall, and you went to the shop. And I went to that store with you before, and I just thought that it was different, much different from other stores.
Okay. Are you afraid of things that have the color black?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of, that's just another color.
Alright.
It's just another color that is our tier of colors.
Alright, so like...
Red, green, white, red, blue, purple, orange. Mm-hmm. It's all a part of our colors here. There's nothing wrong with black. Black can actually enhance, you might be putting together some kind of architecture in your house as far as furniture or decoration of a certain area or room. And black could enhance a lot of things, like white can enhance things, yellow can enhance things, black is just a color. makeup, black can be very beautiful.
Yeah.
As far as makeup goes, when a woman does her makeup, she might use a black eyebrow pencil. It can be very beautiful.
Yeah.
So, no, there's nothing wrong with the color black.
Okay, so, that ties perfectly with the next question. So, like, if there's something wrong with black, then why do you not like me to wear black nail polish or even, like, my whole outfit being black? Like, you're always, like...
Well, it's when, I think what happens with that is, our freedom, right?
Yeah.
If you choose to wear black nail polish, that is your God-given right, that is your freedom to wear black nail polish. If you think that is beautiful, then the eyesight of which you would say that it's beautiful. If you wear black clothing, because I can honestly say I have a whole lot of clothing that is that color, and I like to wear that color when I'm going out, or a professional color to wear and suit, to maybe on an interview, or I could wear a black suit with a white shirt or a blue shirt.
Yeah.
To show that I am professional and that I'm an entrepreneur. Black can be very good, but I just think that if you're wearing that color to make a statement, that's when that color might be, like if you're always wearing it all the time, it could be a representation of something. And that's when I say that that might not be good, because if we're wearing black as a representation of a group or anything like that, that's where I say
Okay.
You know, we as people that we are white, there's a reputation of a group mm-hmm. that might wear white in church. They might think they're white and so pure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is just another color. It's not that it's pure.
Mm-hmm.
It's another color of our rainbow. Well, it's not a color of the rainbow, but it's just another color. Like black is beautiful.
Yeah.
Black is very beautiful. It's a beautiful color. But I think that when we wear colors as a representation of some kind of group, that needs to be a good group that we had.
Yes. Which I do, and I simply want because I like the color, and I just choose to wear it, and it's simply easy to put on. And I mean, yeah, and I, like, me, inside, I'm still the same person, but, yeah. Then, my next question is, do you think a person's appearance represents who they are as a person?
Very much so. I believe that the way that a person carries itself physically is a great representation of that person. If you know anything about saying, there's a saying that the first impression is the last impression. That first impression, the person sees you,
mm-hmm.
is always an impression that is impressed upon by another person. And, yeah, so I truly believe that the way that you look represents you.
Okay. So, with that opinion, do you think God looks on a person's heart instead of their image?
Truly speaking, number one, wholeheartedly, God does look on our heart to see if the person loves him. This person might, regardless of the image he's presenting, might truly, truly love God. His heart might be right with God.
Yeah.
So, I'm not judging, really.
Okay, so you're trying to say that since you therefore are not God, and God is God, and you're you, that you're always going to have
God,
that kind of...
God doesn't judge you.
Okay.
And
that,
I believe the Lord is looking on our heart to see if we have good hearts, regardless of who we are, you know, in our image.
Okay. So, going back to when we were in the store, you have stated, I do not like the feeling in here, as referring to, like, yeah, what you saw. Why did you say that?
Because, it looks like they were into a lot of, first when you walk into your store, what are we representing if our store is dark?
Mm-hmm.
I get
it. Okay.
We got a bunch of dragons. Images all over.
Yeah.
It just reminds me that their worship of something that was not good.
Okay. So.
The images that are portrayed. I don't know. I'm not judging them.
Mm-hmm.
Nor the message of students. They do. That was just not for me.
Yeah.
That ended it for me. That was not for me.
I understand. So you're relating that to things you have seen before. That's perfectly fine. Like, what kind of conclusions can you just, like, draw from that? Like, from what the store, the things the store had inside of them? Like, we're kind of like...
I just say that we are children of the light.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones in the light.
Okay. And
that, you know, you are, if you are a child of the light, you are a child that believes in Jesus Christ, and you are walking the light, you know, be a part of something that is greater than this world. And there is no darkness around God, even though He created the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, He created the night, He created the darkness. God is a mystery. Truly, He is a mystery. But He has founded heaven and the earth and everything that is in my opinion. We are worshiping.
Could you tell me a review about things, like, with bands on them? Like, remember the band for today? that I told you was like a Christian band, and they were metal, like heavy metal, and you like totally disagreed with that, and you like, there's no such thing as like God with that kind of music. But there is, and it sounds like.
As he does flesh and blood, there is more to the power I see, filled with the strength of God, but he moves him.
So like, could you tell me your view on that?
I just believe that my own opinion about heavy metal Christian music, it's a little bit very, very to the scene in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's because maybe I'm older.
Okay.
And I just think that some of the things that I see in me is represent the regular secular heavy metal, which is really demonic. And I think that when I see the heavy metal, it's still the same thing instead of representing Christian music as a whole. I just don't think that you have that bandwagon. So I don't really think that it's maybe the message is there in all things. God can be glorified in all things.
This would be like our last question then. Do you think there could be deeper meaning in things that you see that you find strange?
Yes, I think those things have represented something.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Like.
And I believe that they represent something, whatever they're representing, or. And I don't think that some of the things represent good things, you know, but that's just my opinion.
Alright, so that's the end of the interview, and you have heard my mother, that all said has been of our beliefs and opinions, and so, yes, thank you for listening, and have a great life.
Can't hang in, there's a door, ladies, can't hang in, there's a door, ladies.